This message is brought to you by Worship Radio 247. Please visit our website at www.worshipradio247.org, where you can find out more about us and listen to our live broadcast.
Worship Radio 247.
The Hour One Nugget on Worship Radio 247.
Welcome to the Hour One Nugget today, as we continue with our study into Philippians, the fourth chapter, verses 6 through 7. As I said on Friday, I haven't finished with this. This is too amazing to just give over 13, 14 minutes to. This is too important. So we're going to look at this again today in part 67, Peace of the Father, looking for God's peace permanently, not just now and again, but always, forever and ever. Philippians. And the fourth chapter, from verse 6, it says, don't worry about anything. Instead, pray about everything. Tell God what you need and thank Him for what He has done. You know, I've brought this word so many times now, and it never fails to amaze me. And when you think about it, it's so obvious. It's so simple. Jesus taught us not to worry. Why did He do that? Paul reiterates Jesus' ministry, reiterates what Jesus has said. Not to worry. Why does He do that? Well, I would hazard a guess here. It's because we're not supposed to worry. How simple can that be? I've said this so many times, and I'll say it again, and I'll say it until my dying day. If you worry about something, what changes? If you're worried about money because you don't have any, and you sit there and worry about it, do you get money in the bank? Nope. Nothing changes at all. So what is the point? And Paul is saying, don't worry about anything. There's nothing you should be worried about. Instead, says Paul, pray about everything. Everything that is going on in your life, pray about it. Tell God what you need and thank Him for what He has done. Oftentimes we'll tell God what we need. How often do we thank Him for what He has done? Very rarely. And it's verse 7 I want to highlight today. I've talked about worry so many times, but we're dealing with the peace of the love that comes from the Father. His perfect peace, the peace that passes all understanding. That's what we're discussing today. That's what we're talking about today. Last night, I was looking at exactly that as I was doing Worship TV. We looked at peace, and it was amazing, absolutely amazing, as we studied Colossians, the third chapter, and verse 15. where Paul continues to talk about peace. It is incredible. What he says in Philippians is this: then, when you've stopped worrying, you've prayed about everything, and you've told God what you need and you've thanked Him, then, says Paul, you will experience God's peace, which exceeds everything we can understand. His peace will guard your hearts and minds as you live in Christ Jesus. How amazing is that? How amazing is that? He says, excuse me, he says in his letter to the church in Colossus, the third chapter in Colossians and verse 15, Paul says this: and let the peace that comes from Christ rule in your hearts. For as members of one body, you are called to live in peace and always be thankful. You see, Paul's saying the same thing again, but in a different way. That is what he does. And what does that tell you about Paul's ministry? It tells you that he is intent on what he is saying. It tells you that he needs to reiterate what he is saying. You know, I went to preach in a church in Scotland, and I was up there a month or so ago, maybe 2 months ago. I was preaching, and I was preaching from this word, and I came back the following month, and I was amazed to find I was preaching on the same thing. And I know it was because the Holy Spirit wanted what I said before to be reiterated and to be said again. I make no bones about that. You see, my ministry in collaboration with others, my ministry, when compared to others, is different. I can't bring you that much. The Lord told me to go tell His people about His love. And His love talks about forgiveness and trust. His love talks about worry. His love talks about being thankful. His love encompasses all of these things because they are the byproduct. If you're going to get the peace of God flooding into your life, then know this: His love will be there as well. His peace isn't going to come on its own without His love. His love will be there, and then the peace will come. His peace will come, and then the love will come. Whatever. You see where I'm going with this? It's important that you understand that, and my whole ministry is based on His love. That is what my ministry is based on. Nothing else. His love. Where His love is, where His love is coming to, what you need to know, and how you can obtain God's love. That is what my ministry is all about. And that talks about peace. That encompasses that wonderful peace. Then you will experience God's peace, which exceeds everything we can understand. His peace, watch this, will guard your hearts and minds as you live in Christ Jesus. What does that mean? How can peace guard your heart and mind? Well, I humbly submit to you, this is how. When you are sensing the peace that comes from the Father, when you are sensing that perfect peace that passes all understanding, what comes with it? The Holy Spirit. What comes with that? the guarding of your heart and your mind. So God is telling us right here, through Paul's word, he is telling us right here that when our hearts are guarded by his peace, it means we are secure. We are totally secure. How often have you wanted security in your life? How often have you wanted to feel that amazing peace? Well, on the TV show last night, Worship TV, when we were looking at Colossians, the third chapter, and verse 15, where Paul was talking in the same way, in the same manner, we felt that peace. We felt that peace so deeply. And I want you to feel that peace too. I want you to understand God's peace as it touches your life, as it touches your heart, your soul, your mind, and it courses all the way through you. I want you to feel that peace. And I want you to know and have the knowledge that it is coming from Almighty God. Let that worry go now. In Jesus' name, let the worry be finished. Let it disappear now in the name of Jesus. I can feel that peace going, that worry going now in the name of Jesus. And I can feel the peace coming. I can feel that peace filling you to completion. And this is the bit where you say, thank you, Lord. I had a message from a brother who lives in Los Angeles who was telling me that he wants me to pray for him, and I will. Clive, I'm praying for you right now. Clyde, right now I'm praying for you. You're feeling sick right now. I believe the Lord is taking that sickness away and replacing it with his peace. I believe that's happening right now. In the name of Jesus. God, you are awesome. Father, you are amazing. Then you will experience God's peace, which exceeds anything we can understand. His peace will guard your hearts and minds as you live in Christ Jesus. On tomorrow's broadcast, I'm going to bring you the next part, and we're going to look at verse 8 of this amazing section, this amazing season of Scripture from Philippians. May the Lord bless you and keep you.